You may have seen the viral video from a couple of years ago. An elderly man, his name is Henry, sits distant and unresponsive in a wheelchair. He has Alzheimer's disease and can barely answer the simplest questions.
Hi, Papa.
Huh?
How you doing?
I'm all right. I'm fine.
Who am I?
That is, until a nurse gives him an iPod and a pair of headphones and turns on his favorite music. He suddenly comes to life. His hands and feet sway, his head bobs, and for a fleeting moment, he's the man he used to be.
Do you like music?
Yeah, I'm crazy about music. You play beautiful music.
What was your favorite music when you were young?
Cab Calloway was my number one band guy. I liked it. They did the holy, the holy, the holy, the holy, the holy, the holy, the holy.
We were intrigued and wanted to find out more about the link between music and memory. Our search took us to the Oak Ridge Long-Term Care Facility in Osseo. That's where Angela Bulger is the Assistant Administrator of Senior Services. She says the music we love when we're young, music therapists say from age 16 to 24, strikes a chord deep within us that lasts our entire lives.
Music is one of the last things that goes. They can always relate to that. So even if they can't remember the words to the song, they can still remember the beat and the melody of it. And it really, it brings the individual back out.
There are about 29,000 people living in nursing homes in Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services says a little more than half of them have Alzheimer's, dementia, or some other kind of memory loss. Ramona Kraus is one of them. She injured her spinal cord in a car accident decades ago. She admits she has trouble remembering sometimes, but when she puts on her iPod, she seeks out her favorite artists.
Oh, Don Ho, Cooey Lee. Cooey Lee had a good one. I'll remember you.
Long after this endless summer is gone.
And suddenly she's back in Hawaii, where she worked as an X-ray technician at the American Naval Base at Pearl Harbor and waitress at the Enlisted Men's Club part-time.
And they were just huge clubs, you know, like 2 to 3 football fields. And so, you know, that brought back the pain of working there, but the memory of what was going on at that time.
The National Music and Memory Project is embraced by the Mayo Health System and the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, among others. But it's a fairly new initiative, and while the short-term results are compelling, any long-term benefits for people with memory loss is still a bit of a mystery. Licensed music therapists like Brenna Beecroft of Milwaukee say they want to wait and see, but they already know music has proven powers over our minds.
In commercials, in the store, it affects our behavior and we don't even realize it. We use music to make ourselves feel better. So in that regard, it's absolutely going to be beneficial.
Beneficial in that music and memory may reduce reliance on medications, reduce agitation, and make residents calmer and more social and just plain happy. If you have an old iPod, the Mayo Health System will take it off your hands and give it to someone with memory loss to help make their lives a little more musical and a little bit better.